Okay. All right. I'm gonna call the December 12th, 2019 Kaiser's Traffic Safety Bike Ped Committee to order. Second agenda item, I guess, is the approval of the minutes from the November meeting.
Move approval.
Okay, we have a.
A second.
And a second. All in favor of approving the minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions or nays? Seeing none, that passes. Okay, moving on to the appearance of interested citizens. We have two guests tonight. Do either of them choose, wish to say anything? Okay. All right. Same? All right, well, thank you. Okay, well, let's move on to that Wheatland Study Project that we talked about. Was it last month or?
Last month.
Yeah, it was last month, yeah. Time flies. Okay, so we had one volunteer to be a committee member, and that was Hirsch. I think that would be sufficient, so.
With reporting back to the.
With reporting, yes, for sure. So, Hirsch, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Number five, the project reports. Pat is not here, so we can move on to Wayne.
I did a little work for the traffic committee this month. I went to all of the parks in Kaiser. We have 19 parks. And I was doing a bicycle rack inventory. It's on the very last page of your packet. And 10 of our 19 parks have bike racks. Some of the parks are undeveloped, so that would explain for some of them the reason why some of them don't have bike racks. There's all different types of bike racks out there. Some modern ones, some not so modern. Two of the parks, they did not have bike racks, but they're close to swimming pools that do have bike racks. Willamette. Northview Terrace is close to a swimming pool, the Northview Swimming Pool. And Willamette Manor is close to Holiday Swim Club. So there is a bike rack there, and we don't know if we can use it, but it is available if you wanted to ride your bike to the park. What I noticed is that Kaiser Rapids has a bike rack at the amphitheater. Kaiser Rotary Amphitheater. It also has one at Walsh's Landing. Currently, there's not one at the Big Toy.
Now, these, if I remember, you call them a toaster. Those are the Nielsen racks as the worst racks.
Yeah, no one said they're good.
They're the worst of the worst.
Some are really old style, but there are some, if you look at the spreadsheet, if you can read it in the tiny font, if it says bump, that's a modern style, a three-bump U-shape, or a two-bump U-shape, or a four-bump U-shape.
Yeah, those are the.
And I figured if you have a three bumps, you could probably put four bikes on that bike rack. So
that's the kind that goes squiggly kind?
Yeah, up. A serpent?
Serpent.
Okay.
What's the toaster thing?
That'd be a Nielsen. Yeah, front wheel or back wheel. Not a real secure method to park your bike or lock your bike.
Those aren't secured to the ground either, correct?
That's probably true. Yeah. They can, if they were really strong, pick up the whole bike rack and your bike.
Bikes with it.
Yeah. One thing and maybe things have changed, but the bike rack at Northview Terrace Park or the pool next to it was behind the gate.
It is, and it probably belongs to the pool. And so it's probably not available to going to the park.
Yeah, you need a key to get in there.
Yeah, I remember at the Parks Board, Robert said that he couldn't authorize people to use those because they're on private property. Mm-hmm. And then also he mentioned that there is one at the Big Toy. It's down now, because they took it out for the shade sale project, and they'll be putting it back in this winter.
Well, it was also the, he mentioned the little free library at the Big Toy. When they put that in, they took out the bike rack. Oh. But they are planning to put it back in. And I think he mentioned there's, at Meadows Park, currently does not have one, but he said, yes, they're going to put a bike rack at Meadows Park. I haven't done anything on this, but December 16th, there is a deadline for Safe Routes to Parks grant request. I think we're too late this year. I'm sorry I didn't take an initiative on that. We have 4 days if anyone wants to jump on it. December 16th would be the deadline. So anyway, we now have a point in time inventory of the bike racks at all 19 parks. I've also done earlier in the year inventory of all the bike racks at all of the schools, the 10 schools in Kaiser. And then on the schools, the first time I went, it was on a Saturday, and I just looked at the type of bike rack and the capacity. And then I went back again on a Wednesday during school hours to determine usage, point in time usage. So we've got some baseline data. I'm happy to know that 10 of our 19 parks have bike racks, and then two more will when the bike racks are put back in, so it'll be 12 out of 19. Any questions about bike racks?
Is our process, if we as a group think somebody someplace needs one, we recommend that to the Parks Committee?
Yes,
that, or whatever you call it.
They asked that question at the Parks Committee meeting on Tuesday night, and the question was, where would you recommend a bike rack be placed? And so I went down the list, and I would recommend Sunset Park. Inside the fence.
And I would recommend using the SeaTac Center bike racks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more modern style.
More modern and gets our kids involved. Because mm-hmm. they built some nice ones.
And if they're involved, then they take care of them too. They watch out for them.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I will add to that Wayne asked that we would update the website for all the different parks, and I have done that to show bike racks at the parks that have them.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, thank you. So do we need to make a recommendation, a formal recommendation?
The Sunset one?
Yeah.
Well, Wayne brought it up at the Parks Board meeting, and they discussed where they would put it. So it might not hurt for somebody from the committee to come to the Parks Board.
That again, Wayne?
Well, I'm on both committees.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you could.
Is there any others? The ones I'm familiar with are okay. But are there any others that need some?
I really think the Kaiser Rapids, at least at the amphitheater, get rid of those and put in some decent ones.
So, yes, Councilor Kolar.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The committee can make a recommendation where all the toaster ones are, just make a recommendation to deep six those and get ones that are actually usable and better for the bikes and for the people that use them. Right. You have the ability to make that recommendation.
As budget allows, that's what my recommendation would be, is to get rid of those.
I want to make that. Well, which ones? All of the toaster style?
Yes.
So there's one, two, three, four, five of them?
Yes, budget allows.
Okay,
those with a more user-friendly.
Well, I'll do it. I'll make a motion that we recommend to the...
Who do we recommend?
To the Parks
Board.
Is it a committee or a board?
Parks Advisory.
Parks Board, that they replace the toaster-styled bike racks with...
Modern. Clip. Yeah, the clips.
Clip style.
And the best example
bike racks.
What we have right in front of the city hall here.
As budget allows.
I second that.
Okay, so we have a motion to replace all the toaster-style bike racks with the clip style. And we have the motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed or abstained?
How many of that, how many is there? I think that should include that.
There are five currently.
Five?
Five.
Okay, thank you.
So, that being said, not having the list from schools in front of me.
Oh.
There's only three.
Three?
Oh, because oh,
two of those five were at the swim clubs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So not having the list for the schools, the capacities at the schools, I know that at the elementary schools, assuming they're locked down, the toaster style fits those small bikes a lot better than the clips. So if it's possible to reuse them to add capacity at those elementary schools?
Well, the newer elementaries are going away from the Nielsen racks or the toaster. I think that the city would best be a good steward and have them recycled metal.
Okay. Send them over to Schnitzer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well.
The only other one, and I'm not, my problem is I can't remember, I think it's the Meadows Park. Is that the one that's right on River Road next to Park Meadow? Okay. Mm-hmm. There's no bike rack there?
They're planning on one. Yeah, they have one that's been donated. They're going to be
Oh, okay. Because that's
winter, now that the mowing season is over.
Okay, so that one's taken care of. Okay.
As long as it's not a Nielsen or the toaster rack.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of, as budget allows, getting bike racks, I had thought in the past of the city kind of getting a cache of the kind we like. So a business can come and get those, you know, purchase them from the city. Because maybe if we bought them in bulk, they might be a little cheaper. I don't know. But maybe help convince businesses to either upgrade or install some. But
well, with the CTEC Center being able to build them right here, we can paint them any color that a business wants. In the last go around, the city of Salem putting them at the Saturday Market, it was $84 plus installation. So it's not god awful business.
No. It's just I don't think it's always their top priorities. Yes, Councilor Kohler?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the things we could do if we figure out what a cost for those things are is we might find some businesses that are willing to sponsor those and donate that, and maybe we even put their name on them.
Yeah. That would be good. Perfect.
And I think there's a provision in the code, isn't there that you have to have new buildings, maybe it's over a certain size, you're required to have bicycle racks?
Right. It's in the building code for new construction.
I think didn't the Planning Commission do some tweaks that would, so it doesn't have to be exactly what we consider new construction, but even some type of smaller maintenance, reconstruction, remodel.
You were on there a year after me, so I don't know.
I think that's the case. Debbie, do you remember that?
Yeah, you both sound right.
So if I'm right, that means there'd be a broader category of buildings that could get. Okay, moving on. Let me scroll down to, I guess I'm just looking in front of me. Kathy, you had since moving on to me, I saw that email you'd sent about NACDO to Mike Jaffe, was it?
I sent to Mike Jaffe and Kathy Clark and Tom Anderson and Chuck Bennett sent an email back and said that he would forward it to Steve Powers, the city manager.
Okay.
And what I sent for the rest of the committee's information is the NACTO standards are, it's the National Association of city transportation officials, and their urban street standards are a lot friendlier to pedestrians and bicycles, and encourage using streets, making streets available for everyone, not just for cars. And most cities right now use the AASHTO standards, which is real applicable to highways and expressways, but you know aren't so friendly to urban streets. The NACTO is a national association, and both Portland and TriMet are members. And we were trying to, Mike and I were trying to see if we could get local governments interested in looking at those standards and maybe revising some of their street standards, their urban design standards, to be a little more progressive and friendly to bicycles and pedestrians and wheeled people. So trying to figure out how to get that before these city bodies. And I think when Chuck Marone came to town, the strong towns guy, he gave some talks and I think stirred up quite a bit of interest. So we're thinking maybe if we could get a speaker from NACTO to come to Salem and Kaiser could jointly sponsor a speaker, that might be one way to do it. So just trying to stir up some interest in that subject, and if anyone else has any ideas about how we might do that, it'd be great. And you might look it up on, NACTO has a great website.
Yeah.
With a lot of information, a lot of guidelines. It's a good way to go, I think.
So Steve hasn't?
No, haven't heard anything back from them.
Certainly, you know, if they do express some interest, sit down with them at first and just kind of start the ball rolling.
Sure. Yeah, or even if we could get someone from Portland who's involved with the NACTO design standards down here to talk to folks, that would be maybe less of a big deal and also interesting to the city managers.
I know I tried to get a hold of someone from the Street Trust?
Yeah.
But I must have gone into their spam email because I never heard back. But I guess I could try again. All right, well, thank you. Hirsch, what do you have?
Bike repair station, that's moving ahead. There's a used bike repair station, has been updated, that the transit has in storage. And I, last week, met with the principal, the lead teacher and the manager of the Boys and Girls Club. They want it, and it's a go. It's just going to take some time. They would like to have details, Mike, this is where you come in, some details on what it took to install one. And you can either get it to me, or if you still have the email, get it to Megan.
So we just pretty much need a spot, a small area of concrete, and I think it was only four bolts that we just...
Put that in an email?
Yeah.
And the name of the company that you got parts from?
Okay.
And not close to a bike rack.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
As far as mounting it, we'll just go to Lowe's and get some concrete mounting screws and whatnot.
Now, here's the deal, and I don't know if I don't want to get anybody into trouble. It's going to be on school property.
Okay. I'll talk with Mr. Lawyer and see if that's an issue before we move forward, I guess.
Well, here's their dilemma there at the school. Is Kennedy is going to be involved in a major remodel, a lot of new pavement, beginning next year. They want the bike rack now, meaning spring, in a temporary situation.
A repair station,
in a temporary location.
On school property.
On school property.
For the kids going to the school, so on and so forth, to use, or anyone coming by the neighborhood will have access and use of it. Is that the thinking here?
And the Boys and Girls Club.
So is there a maintenance person that could just go ahead and attach that it doesn't really take much, and that puts it back on the school.
They just needed some details from you on how it takes to install one. And then I'm assuming Jesse Leonard, the principal, will work with their public works people there at the school district on what they want. The Boys and Girls Club doesn't want it on their site per se, even though their site is actually school property. So we had a long discussion of what, but they want it with the Safe Routes to School coordinator position, and it's still open, but probably will be filled in the next month or so. Kennedy's going to be on the list. This will tie in really with what the school is trying to do. So,
so I can get together with you, and you can tell me who I need to send that to.
Okay.
I will do that, because it's really four concrete bolts for the bike repair station and four for the bicycle pump.
Those are the kind of details that they need to go. They might be able to get a parent to do it. They want it. They could see how it can help their kids, their neighborhood. So they're all for it. It's just the installation and the fact that they probably will have to do a temporary site until they move, because they're going to be doing a lot of paving, moving the, sound like they're going to be moving some of the it'll be a new school area, so, but that's next year. They don't want to let this thing pass.
So when they have to move it, is that just going to happen over the summer, or will there be a time where it would be temporarily, and then where it will be going to, there'll be a gap, and they have to kind of closet
this
it for
is
a while.
They might have to do that. What they're hoping is they can get it at a temporary location. As they do the building, contractors might just, okay, we'll put that in, kind of deal. And do it that way. Or that's what the principal or the staff there thinks might be able to happen. And then it can be in its more permanent spot. Okay. But they don't want to pass and say, well, let's wait till this is done, because they're afraid, well, this is a good deal.
Yeah. Okay.
And McNary, I haven't talked to Eric since last time. He said he'd get a hold of me as soon as he felt it was ready to start working on the project. Okay, great. And they're still doing remodeling over there, so.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there any committee member input?
I had a question.
Yes.
I should have called today. Did we ever get the check from the church?
Yes.
It got deposited with us? Okay. Going to call it, and then I forgot about it.
Yes. I did a double check. Yes, it was sent to the city. City got it. And so I think we got the check from the bike club for the helmets also.
Salem Bike Club?
Yeah, okay. To the city.
I'll check. Okay, by next time. Oh, and just I won't be here next time, so I'll get the information to somebody.
The one thing I was just going to bring up was, I've thought about this in the past, and some of you might have already too. Certain times of the year, without any street trees, the sun can be blinding because it's at the right angle and blinding to bicyclists and car drivers. As far as I know, Kaiser doesn't have a dedicated fund for planting trees. I know there's that. Do you know anything?
Neighborhoods?
Yeah, or
like in by parking strip or something.
Yeah.
Or a median.
No, what we have is if homeowners take out trees, they need to put trees back.
Right.
But not a fund for planting.
So I know some cities, and I'm blanking on the program, but there is a program that some cities are part of where they, Salem is part of it too, where they do have some type of fund that goes to help pay for trees, so homeowners.
Nonprofit organization in Portland.
That's the one, yeah, what's it called?
It's not supported by the city.
But the city's part of it in Salem.
Well, they give permission for you to have a say on what type of trees and where they go. And you're parking, basically they're putting them in the parking strips.
So you,
they don't want you to put in apple trees.
Sure.
We have the same list, or similar.
Right.
But we don't have a nonprofit that's buying trees.
As a homeowner, that's your responsibility to maintain, and so it's up to the homeowner to purchase.
Or business owner.
Yeah.
I guess my point is, if there's something that we could do to help facilitate that a little more, especially on streets that either in the morning or the evening can be blinding, depending on which direction you're going, that'd be, I think, a safety improvement for not just bicyclists, but for drivers. So, something to think about.
I'm thinking about it, one of the things as a driver I hate is leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like going around a corner and hitting a big slick of leaves in wet weather, this time of year,
mm-hmm.
or last month, actually. So, yeah. I'm trying to identify with where you had sun in your eyes. I've never, don't recall having experienced that.
Oh, well, I know.
Windsor Island.
Well, I mean, even, today. I mean, I drive a lot.
Especially when it's wet.
Well, even in the summer, I don't.
It's usually actually the shoulder seasons of the summer because the sun's just at the right angle. Like now, it's not a problem.
No. Well.
high summer, it's not a problem. But I know in the fall, in the spring, when the sun's low enough, I know when you're heading on Lock Haven East in the morning and west in the evening.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty busy street.
Planting more trees is good on many levels.
Sure.
It helps with the environment, and it makes the city more attractive.
And raises property values, too.
Just something to... Nonprofit to step up.
Well, yeah, it's just something to think about. And I could try and talk to someone from the city of Salem and see what it is they're doing with this nonprofit, what their role is. Yes, Councilor Kohler?
Thank you, Chair de Blasi. The Rotary has done a lot of work with tree planting out at the Kaiser Rapids and some other parks, so the Rotary may have some funds available to do that type of thing, too.
Okay. Any particular person I should contact?
Mark Callier. Wilbur Bloom.
Yeah.
Wilbur would probably know.
He would know.
We're in the heartland of tree growing.
There are a lot of nurseries around.
Nurseries, that's what the word I'm looking for. Lots of them.
I think we can get cheaper ones that they're trying to get.
Well, right. I just was thinking they had a sale at some rhododendron place. I bought, just a few years ago, but like 5 foot tall rhododendrons for $5 or $3. I forgot what they were. Of course, you didn't know what color they were going to be, but, there are discounts to be had out there.
I know the Soil and Water Conservation Districts do plant sales all the time, but I don't think they do trees.
Arbor Day does trees.
Yeah. If you want a whole bunch of dogwood.
I like that.
Okay, well,
so
that was...
Is there an action item on that, then? Or
well, I can, I can get a hold of Mark or Wilbur at the Rotary Club. And ask them about their program, and also I can talk to the city of Salem and ask them about their involvement with the nonprofit. So that'll be you can add that to my project for next month.
We may want to also identify locations.
Yeah, if y'all have any ideas, I know I have some, but you could send that all to Debbie and she can put it on a list for us next time? Or do you just want them to send it to me directly? And
either way, well, maybe they should send to both of us. You know, that way they can just copy one of the other of us, and that way we both have it.
Okay. I have a mic, and I don't think you can answer this today, but when we put in Kaiser Station, there were some criteria for the trees they put in the development.
Yes,
but I don't know what it was, or if anybody has any.
No, somebody had a vision.
They put trees that wouldn't buckle the sidewalks and trees that wouldn't cause too much. And I didn't know if there was not regulations, but some advisement or something.
There is. The Planning Commission 2 years ago reviewed that and did some improvements for landscaping requirements for business and development. And I know there was some standards, you know, Kaiser Station, it's almost 20 years ago now. So things have changed, but there was requirement for trees and things like that. And keeping that one area where the park and the waterways clean and clear.
Maybe we could look at that, or?
That's in the Planning Commission documents.
Okay.
Are you looking for, the city has a list of trees, of preferred trees for, not just for Kaiser Station, for all over. Just like you said, there are certain trees they don't want, they weren't allowed to be planted because they're the ones that buckle the sidewalk. Or they leave fruit all over the sidewalk, you know, that sort of thing.
In my new housing development with the stormwater area, there were specific requirements of what kind of trees to not to be and what kind of plants and everything.
Okay, well, thank you. It sounds like no one else had any committee member input, so moving on to Mike.
Let's see, In-N-Out Burger opening up today. I don't have much to talk about on that, except it was quiet from Public Works end, and that's a good thing. I'm sure Sergeant Lede, who's not here because he's busy directing traffic right now, he might have something else to say about that. But for all I know, everything has gone pretty well. So other than that, Saturday is our Holiday of Lights parade. So River Road's going to be shut down from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we're expecting rain, so bring a raincoat. So.
Lock Haven's closed from 6 o'clock.
Lock Haven at River. Mm-hmm. Lock Haven at River, starting at...
Where's the staging?
Staging's on the west side.
West side down,
yep. Okay. Down towards McNary.
Staging starts at 3, so
it'll be closed at
3.
Where are they, whatever you call it, when you end up
disbanding around Burger King, but I think they'll go farther and then turn on Plymouth like they've always done before for the Irish Parade. And so, yeah, that's all I have.
All right, thank you. As you mentioned, Officer Lede is not here, so move on to you, Councilor Kohler.
Thank you, Chair de Blasi. In fact, Matt Lawyer and I will be at the end of the parade directing people where to go again this year. So I think they said something like, people have been telling you where to go for a long time, Dan, so maybe you can, you will know how to do this. So I said, okay. I did get a note from Bill Lawyer regarding traffic, and he said that he had been to Kaiser Station 3 different times today to monitor the traffic control for the In-N-Out opening, and things are functioning very well. The traffic is moving through with little disruption, and access to all the other areas of Kaiser Station off Kaiser Station Boulevard is being maintained with no delays. The queue line at Kaiser Station Boulevard itself has been full every time I was out there, which indicates all the flaggers are doing well at controlling the traffic. So I just wanted to say extra thank you for all the people that helped set up that traffic plan and get that put together, the officers that are helping, and Kaiser, the flaggers that In-N-Out have provided, and I got to go meet some of the executives for In-N-Out last night, and they seem to be very nice people, very glad to be here in Kaiser.
Do you know how long those flaggers will be there for?
Minimum of 2 weeks.
Yeah, we don't have a definite date, but it's not like it's more than through the weekend. I know that much. I can't say when it dies down. I don't know at what point, but at some point they'll just be let go. And that was contracted through Highway Specialties, so that's
they talked about it at least a couple weeks. That's the main thing, and then we already talked about the Wheatland thing, so that's good, and it's good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to the parade this weekend.
I saw one item on Facebook. Someone from Salem said they'd pay $30 for someone to go get him a burger and a shake from In-N-Out and deliver it to him.
Yeah, that's not very much. I don't think they would have gotten any takers for that.
Twice what I make an hour.
I did notice that the Statesman Journal said it was the Salem Kaiser In and Out.
In the movie. Didn't see that.
Think about that.
All right, well, looks like we're down at the bottom of our agenda, so thank you. And for those of you who will be at the parade, we'll see you there. If not,
and goodbye to Kathy.
That's right. Hi to Kathy. Yeah.
We'll see you around.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
You want to help with the monster cookies?
Okay. She's got a new job already. Okay, well, if not for this weekend, then I'll have a good Christmas holiday and see you in a month.
Next year. We're going from here to Florida.